أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته And welcome back to another day of Living the Quran through the Living Quran And we have been going over chapter number 36, Surah Yasin And in our previous discussion, we were looking at one of the creations that God has put on earth that He created initially with no concept sketches or anything because He is the creator who is original in his creation. He created the cattle as he gave us one example within that particular verse from our previous session. But then God says that not only did he create the cattle, the cows, the livestock, the animals for you and I, but he put them on earth and he has made us to be in charge of them, to be the stewards over all of his creations. And we looked at very briefly the role of the steward, of what it means to be in charge of these animals. Of what God has put on the earth. Obviously, the animals were just one example. Today in our discussion, God will further elaborate on these two verses, verse number 72 and 73, on how we benefit from these animals. How do we actually, make use of them? He doesn't give us specifics, obviously. There's no menu that will be offered by God. But he gives us some generalities of how we make use of God's creations on this earth. Before we go into the commentary and the points to remember and to try and implement and benefit, let us listen to the Arabic and the English translation of these two verses and we'll come back and deliberate on these two verses for a few moments. Allah says the following in chapter 36, Surah Yasin. وَذَلَّلْنَاهَا لَهُمْ فَمِنْهَا رَكُوبُهُمْ وَمِنْهَا يَأْكُلُونَ وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعُ وَمَشَارِبُ أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ And we have subdued these cattle for their use and benefit, so that some of them serve as their riding beasts, and through others they obtain their food. They have many other uses in them. They provide them with drinks of various kinds. Will they still give us no thanks? When we look at this creation of the animals that God has given to us, whether it be cows or camels or sheep or donkeys, all of these creations, obviously God only singled out one of them in this particular passage that we've been reviewing in our previous discussion and even to an extent in these two verses. But obviously we could look at it in the light of people around the world and various animals that are at our disposal. And God says in this verse that, we make many uses of these animals. We see, for example, that our clothing, for a large part at least, is made from animals. People wear leather belts, right? We use leather in so many products within our lives, wallets, purses, our seats in our car, for example, sofas. These are all made from the skin of animals to an extent. Obviously, we know that people make clothing out of wool, and other things like this. We also use this to make our carpeting. We make blankets. We have textile factories that, use all of this to produce goods that you and I make use of on a regular basis. The shoes that we wear, again, they're made from animal skin, or, some of them are, a large portion of them are made from animal skin as well. And as human beings, obviously, we produce now factories to process the animal skins, which we use. So animals are slaughtered, hopefully in a humane way. And there is obviously such a concept as a humane slaughter, contrary to what some people may believe, that they say that it's inhumane to kill animals. We believe as Muslims that God has given us this and we are permitted to use it, obviously within our needs, not to exceed the limits and the boundaries. But we see that we made factories to process these animal skins. So we eat the meat of the animal, but we ensure that even the skin does not go to waste. And so we make bags, we make shoes, we make hats from the leather. And obviously we make use of the meat for our own consumption. In addition, as God says, that we even ride upon some of them. We use them for other purposes. While they're alive, obviously we have many uses for animals. We can use the animals in agricultural usages to plow the land, to pull water from a well. We also make use of the natural fertilizer given off by these animals. You know, they have many, many purposes, carrying our loads as we travel from city to city, or as farmers maybe work around in their field, they may be able to use their horses or other animals to carry things for them as well. And so ultimately, we see that God tells us that there are multiple usages for these animals. It's not just as a food product. No, they have many different uses that God has said that we are permitted to use. And again, the point to keep in mind is that we are the stewards. God has given us authority over them, but we have to deal with them with a level of respect as well. Let us conclude with some takeaway points that we can reflect upon and try to use and implement within our day-to-day life when thinking about these passages of Surah Yasin. One of the first things that we see, as mentioned by Sheikh Mohsin Qiraati in his Tafsir al-Nur, is that just as God has created the earth as a resting place, it is tranquil, it is a place of restraint. Obviously, earthquakes and things like this happen, but they are, they're outside of the norm. But he says that the earth is being a place which has been created tranquil and restrained. He further comments that God shows us that even the animals are the same. They are tranquil, they are restrained, we're able to make use of them. They're not all wild animals. We have the ability to, again, make use of them as we've seen in this passage. However, he clearly comments that it's only, unfortunately, the human being who needs both of these, however, is recalcitrant, who goes against the rules, who is aggressive in many situations. Point number two to reflect upon is the fact that God has created everything for a purpose. The animals are there for a purpose. The plants are there for a purpose. The vegetation, all of these are there for a purpose. And obviously, it is our God-given right to make use of these things. Again, not to exploit them, not to waste them, but to be able to use them with respect and with care. And third and finally, that Sheikh Mohsin mentions is the fact that vegetarianism is not something which is favored in Islam. It's not something which should be the norm in a society. Rather, as he mentions, that we have been recommended to eat meat. This is clear from these verses that God tells us that we eat some of them. And obviously, this is a detailed discussion, but and we don't obviously want to go into all the details and the semantics of it in our this short series today. But this is something, obviously, that God has allowed us to benefit from. And as we mentioned previously, that we need to ensure that we are not exploiting this. We're not going to excesses in any of this. And if we do so, then obviously we will be held accountable, rather, if we go to the excesses in any of these aspects, especially in terms of our food and drink. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.